The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
It came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made in Cyrenius as governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Holy and Undivided Trinity, Amen. Will you please be seated. Good evening, and Merry Christmas. Now, I'm not taking names or anything, but I just would like to see by a simple show of hands, how many people have a security system at their house, an electronic, you know, the burglar alarm, right? Okay. And before you go to sleep, you have to arm the thing, right? Because it's not always on. But if there are any doors anywhere in the house that might be open, not quite prepared, the display where you do that, what does it say? House not ready. We have in the back of this church an alarm system. I think I can trust you and tell you that we don't often use it. Don't test me on that. Usually the display says, church not ready. As if we need to be told that the church is not ready. A couple of mornings ago, maybe two or three, my wife and I woke up and did what we often do when we first wake up in the morning after one of us goes and gets a couple of Diet Cokes to get us started. We were watching the morning news and saw a report that actually, while it was alarming, it made me feel better. It said that the vast majority of Americans had not even started their Christmas shopping. And I felt so much better because I knew I was on the winning team. And I said to my wife, I don't think I have ever felt less prepared. I don't think I've ever been less ready for Christmas than I am this year. And she agreed, and she said, well, that's a relief to hear, because I haven't bought you anything either. I came in and talked to the staff about that, and a couple of them said exactly the same thing. There's something about this year that just means we're not ready. Certainly this year is one of being unsettled. A lot of things happened this year for which we are not ready. There have been some major shootings. There have been some major terrorist events. There have been some major disasters. And many of us have suffered major personal loss for which we were not ready. I remember when I started first in ministry, I got my first parish where I was the rector, and I'm not going to lie to you, the altar guild there drove me crazy because they could not do anything without asking me for detailed instructions. And I was busy. And I didn't have time to answer these ridiculous questions. They were trying to get the Advent wreath ready. Churchy people will know what that is. It's a big wreath we use in the four Sundays ahead of Christmas during the season of Advent, where we're supposed to be watching and waiting and preparing, something I had utterly failed at. And they could not do the simplest things like set it up without me telling them exactly what color candles and exactly how high and exactly what kind of greenery it would have and whether it would have little berries in it. I had to explain everything, and I was exhausted and I was not ready. And I said all this to a colleague who said, "Well, then I guess God's not ready either. Jesus probably just won't come at Transfiguration this year." And I took his point. The fact is this: whether we are ready or not, whether we have done our preparation or not, whether we want the difficult things that come with taking on the cross, whether we are ready or not, Jesus comes. Jesus comes. In fact, we celebrate it every year, but it's not as if He only comes this night. Jesus comes when we least expect it. Like a thief in the night, Jesus comes. Over and over and over, our lives are transformed by this Jesus who must be with us. We just sang about Jesus, our Emmanuel. And I know, again, the church people, they know this already. They're dying in their heads. They're raising their hands and say, "Call on me, call on me." Emmanuel means God is with us. That's what the name is. The first thing that the people knew about this Jesus is that His very name meant God is with us. Whether we are ready or not, God keeps coming into our lives to change you and me. That's what I believe this congregation is all about. If I can just take a second of Christmas time to do a simple plug for this place, it's that you can see from your own experience that we do beautiful worship very well, and I applaud our musicians who've worked so hard to make tonight a beautiful evening. We do that really well. The other thing we do really, really well, though, is we go out into the world and we change lives by the hundreds every single week. We don't do that because we're smart or able or talented or anything like that. We do that by the grace of God, because God calls us and equips us to do that stuff. And that's what we do. Whether we are ready or not, God calls us into those difficult places. Whether you are ready or not, God is going to call you into pain, into the pain of the cross, into the joy of birth, into the surprise of resurrection. And that's what tonight is about. Tonight is about this Jesus who comes whether we are ready or not. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas from Jesus, our Emmanuel. Amen.